We fixed our connection with Dustin Schutte, I think. Hey, Dustin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're doing fine. We started out with the big brands of Penn State and Michigan. Are they close together in your mind right now? I mean, talent-wise, skill-wise, attitude-wise, reload, rebuild. Where are you with Penn State and Michigan? How far apart are they?
Well, I think they're quite a ways apart. I think Penn State is probably the second most talented team in the Big Ten East this season. I think that things just kind of went off the rails for them, and when it did, they got to a point in the season where a lot of those guys, you know, when you're playing for a Big Ten title or think you're going to be playing for a college football playoff berth, to start 0-2 and lose to Indiana and Ohio State, I think it just came, the wheels came off. I think that there was a kind of a consensus of what are we playing for at this point. But they were able to win their last four games. They make a change at the offensive coordinator position. They're really talented at the running back spot. I like what they have coming back on defense. I think a lot of the questions have to do with Sean Clifford protecting the football. Is he going to be the guy in Mike Yurcich's offense? They got Taquan Roberson behind him. So, you know, there's a good challenge there at the quarterback position. And to me, Penn State is far and away ahead of Michigan. I think that Penn State can challenge Ohio State. The problem for me with Michigan is, what's the quarterback situation going to be like? Is it going to be Cade McNamara? Is it going to be J.J. McCarthy? Is it going to be Alan Bowman, the transfer from Texas Tech? We don't know. And what I saw last season, I haven't seen, the kind of gradual improvement or the keeping Michigan at the top under Jim Harbaugh that you'd like to see and that we all expected when he was hired before the 2015 season. So I know a lot of people are excited about this youth movement on his staff, but I also remember when Josh Gattis was hired and he was going to be this revolutionary new guy for the offense, and it just hasn't happened. So I have a lot more faith in Penn State this season. I think Michigan will be better than it was last season. I think they'll be bowl eligible, but I don't see them getting above the 8-win mark this year.
Where are you at with Michigan's defense? Because that was always kind of their thing. With the question marks at quarterback, it always seemed like that was something that they could go to is a respectable defense up there for that team up north. Is that going to be the case for them, or do you have just as many questions about the offense as you do the defense as well?
Yeah, I think I have some questions about the defense. I think getting rid of Don Brown was probably the right move. I mean, you know, as far away as you got from that 2016 season, it looked like Michigan just had more talent than most teams in the Big Ten on that team. And the further you got away from that, the more you kind of realize that Don Brown's defense just isn't going to work against the teams like Ohio State and Penn State, even the Wisconsins of the league that can, you know, beat you up front at the line of scrimmage. And Michigan has had some real trouble with that. And I know they've had some really good defensive linemen, and they got a really good one coming back in Aiden Hutchinson. But, you know, with again, when you're making this kind of change defensively and you had Don Brown in place for so many years, I think that there's going to be a learning curve. I think Michigan's defense is going to look a lot better later in the season, but I do have some questions early. And you have a big game early on against Washington in week two. So they're going to be tested early on. I think it's going to be better, but I have a lot of questions because you have a lot of moving parts. You've got a new staff there. I just don't know what to expect from the defense this season.
All right, Maddie's been putting us on a little bit of gopher alert, Carl Spackler style here. And I will ask you this. Certainly, they were pretty good a couple years ago, scored a lot of points, kind of came back. But they do have their QB. They have their running back. Offensive line's coming back. Rashad Bateman gone. It's tough to replace him. But they've got some defensive depth. They're not nothing. This is a team that was allowing about 7-8 yards a play, which is a lot. And I'm wondering from your standpoint, do the Gophers show themselves a little bit? I don't see anybody really picking them. It was a weird season last year. They're only 3-4. But with what they have coming back, could they surprise? Could they jump back fast?
Yeah, I think when you talk about favorites in the Big Ten West, I think right up there is Wisconsin and Iowa. Those are the two favorites right now. And then I think you have to put Minnesota in that category. Because if you remember the last year, they didn't have Daniel Fa'alele. They didn't have Curtis Dunlap along the offensive line. You get those two guys back. And Muhammad Ibrahim was able to rush for over 1,000 yards without those two guys on the offensive line. So you factor in that you have Tanner Morgan back. P.J. Fleck does a great job developing his wide receivers. They have Chris Ottman-Bell. He looks like he's ready to replace Rashad Bateman. I think he's going to be a really talented wide receiver for them this season. And then you kind of look at what they have coming back on the defensive side. They have Boye Mafe on the defensive line. They have Mariano Sori-Marin coming back at linebacker, and then Coney Durr. So you have your best player coming back at all three levels defensively. So that's a pretty good starting point. The problem is the starting point last year wasn't very good. So I do have some questions defensively. I think Minnesota can score with anybody. I think that they're going to give Ohio State's defense some problems in that week one game. My question is, are they going to be able to keep teams out of the end zone? That was a big problem last year, and I'm interested to see what Rob Smith does with that defense this year, because it could be the difference between a 7-8 win season and going 11-2 again this year.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate a hot seat for one Scott Frost up there in Nebraska?
Well, that's a great question. I would rate him as probably an 8 or 9 right now, because you have to get to, in my opinion, he doesn't have to get to 8 or 9 wins this season. He's got to get bowl eligible. He's got to get the Huskers to 6 wins. And I know that that's kind of a low win total when you talk about the tradition of Nebraska and wanting to get back up and towards the top of the Big Ten West, but they've not been good in a while. And you have it. You look at that schedule. They have Oklahoma and Buffalo. Those were two. Obviously, Oklahoma is going to be one of the top three teams in all of college football this season. Buffalo was a really good MAC team last season. You have Ohio State. You have Michigan in crossover games. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, you play Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, Northwestern. And then you have that week zero game against Illinois. So I've talked about this multiple times. That week zero game, Nebraska-Illinois, is huge for the Huskers, because if they don't win that, it's awfully hard for me to find 6 wins on that schedule. And with the change from Bill Moos stepping down and bringing in Trev Alberts, you got to think that there might be a little bit of a shorter leash, because the athletic director always wants their guy in that head coaching position on the football side. And if they don't get to 6 wins, and it's 4 straight years with Frost with a losing record, it's going to be hard to keep him around, I think.
It's the biggest, not concern, but just intrigue around Ohio State for you?
Well, I think it comes to the linebackers in the secondary. I know a lot of people want to make a lot about the quarterback situation. I have a lot of faith in Ryan Day. I have a lot of faith in whoever's under center, probably going to be C.J. Stroud, but got really good guys there with Jack Miller and Kyle McCord. I think all three of those guys could probably walk into 8 or 9 locker rooms in the Big Ten and win the starting job. So I think offensively, they have plenty of talent. They're good on the offensive line. They got great skill position players. But last year we saw them have some hiccups against Alabama. They struggled a little bit against Indiana. So what's it going to look like this year? They lost, you know, all their linebackers, starting linebackers from a season ago. The secondary struggled at times. Who's going to step up? My key question is going to be, who are going to be the 2 or 3 guys in that secondary at the linebacker position that are going to step up and try to take over and make Ohio State's defense better this year than it was a season ago?
Dustin Schutte with us, managing editor, Saturday Tradition. Thanks, buddy, for hopping on. Sorry for the tech difficulties early, but we appreciate you.
Hey, thanks, guys. Really appreciate you having me on your show. Have a good one.